Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your fabulous host. I want to apologize about if my throat sounds kind of scratchy and weird. All that pollen and stuff is kind of making me weird. So my sister says when my voice is this deep, I sound like a man. But anyway, I just wanted to apologize up front if my voice does sound weird. But listen, guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We are talking makeup, professional makeup artist, and a very, very good friend of mine, Carol Stover, is on the line, and she's joining us. And basically, we did a video demonstration, which you guys will get to see shortly on YouTube, and it's also going to circulate on Facebook as well. And she talked about the most common mistakes that we women make when it comes to makeup. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight. And also, she's going to talk to us about new makeup technology because there's always something out there new on the market. So I'm excited to see what Carol has to say and what she's going to talk about. So let's see if she's on the air. Hi, Carol. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hello, lovely lady. I am great. So I love that you're going to be talking about the new technology.
Yes, I'm still laughing about that sound like a man comment. I'm trying not to make
that's
noise.
That's what my sister says. I was there visiting her. In the mornings when I wake up, my voice is really heavy, and I get that mucus stuff inside, and my sister says, Victoria, you sound like a man. So thanks, Yolanda Gaither. I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am so happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me again.
Well, you're here, and let's go ahead and make the announcement because you're going to try to join us and be a regular on the show at least every month when you can to talk about
that
makeup.
Sounds great. Love it.
Yay.
I have so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. So what are we going to start off with tonight, technology, or you want to go back and talk about the most common mistakes?
Well, you know what I did? I thought it would be a lot easier to listen to if I combined them.
Okay.
So I thought first I would just kind of give you just a quickie overview of the big hits in technology right now. There's
so
much going on with makeup, and there's better and better things coming out. There's a lot of good stuff out there, and there's a lot of stuff that's not so good. So I love to teach women to be good shoppers, good consumers,
mm-hmm.
give them some info so that they're armed with some information, and go over some of the trends and what women want right now, and then how to achieve these trends by also avoiding these mistakes. So they kind of fit in very nicely, so I thought I'm going to talk about it this way.
Sounds good to me.
Good? Okay. All right. Well, this is exciting for me. I've been a makeup artist for, most of my adult life, 27 years. And I started out with my first kit way back in the day with little Wet and Wild pencils and things for 99 cents that you'd find in the drugstore. Oh, my gosh, the stuff we used to use, it was scary.
Right.
It didn't matter to me what it was made of. Who knew? Who knew what stuff was made of? We had no idea. We just picked the fun colors. We wanted to play, experiment with what they did. And we've learned so much since then. In 30 years, makeup has come a long, long way. And technology has really gotten into it. So you've seen two things happen. You've seen first, makeup is getting more and more natural and healthy because women really want that. They're looking for that. They're reading. They're seeing all these buzzwords about organic and natural, and they want it. But they also want to look good. They don't want to sacrifice look. So you're seeing technology step in and work with these plant things and these natural vitamins and everything to give us a little bit more bang for our buck, so to speak, with the natural ingredients.
Right.
So that's what we're seeing. There's three main things that I am seeing in makeup now that's happening with the technology. And this is really exciting. They've been on the way with this, but they haven't really seen it yet until now. And the first thing is that makeup is now what they call light as air. But the coverage is better.
Right, that's good. That's good.
Impossible, but it is possible. It is possible.
Yeah, because I like when we were on our video demonstration, and guys, I'll tell you a little bit more about that because Carol put together this really nice demonstration you'll be able to see on YouTube pretty soon. But that was one thing because I'm starting to feel like the foundation that I wear now is too, well, it's not heavy, but I feel like there probably is something better out there on the market. But I'm the type of woman that, when I put on makeup, I really want it to make me up. I want it to be, to cover up the things and the blemishes that I may have on my face. So So I'm excited that you're saying that this technology is out there and that's what it's really going to do for me.
That's what it does. And you're right. Now, I saw you, I'm going to say naked, not naked,
yes.
Listeners, naked face, which is pretty naked for a woman. You're gorgeous. Oh, my gosh, honey, you have great skin. So I think you'll have no problem if you want to transition to something a little softer because the coverage is so nice. So here's the next thing. We're seeing a glow to the complexion instead of the matte finish that we had for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that oily skin people kind of shied away from for a long time, and myself included. But it's very pretty, and it's kind of movie star looking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
who wouldn't want that,
and
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very 3D. You know, TV people need that 3D look too. So that's a good thing for you as well. You know all about that.
Yes.
And the third thing we're seeing is, and this is the most amazing technology thing. There's a way that these new foundation and concealer products and these new blushers and everything, they have a light diffusion quality, which softens texture. And I'll explain it in a second, but it gives you that flawless look. So you don't have to have a heavy feel to get a flawless look because there's a little optical trick built right into it.
Wow.
It's quite amazing.
Wow.
So that's what's going on. That's
wow.
what's coming out right now. Well, here's what women are looking for. We mentioned this a moment ago. They do want a great look. They don't want to feel heavy makeup on their faces all day.
Mm-hmm.
I hear this complaint all the time when I'm doing makeup for film or for television or what have you, and the actresses are always complaining, like, how heavy is this? What's it made of?
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, well, you tell me. You know, we'll try it. And after I put it on, they say, I can't even feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So they like that because they've got to wear a lot of stuff all day long.
Exactly,
and if you
yeah.
have a job where you got to put on the suit and the pantyhose and all that, or you have to look presentable, go to meetings, and you have to look polished and your face put together, you're going to want to wear some foundation and some makeup, but it doesn't always feel so good by 4 or 5 o'clock. You just want to
right,
have
right,
yes. face down.
That's
how it feels
yes.
like.
It's kind of like it starts
awful.
Getting old. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like it starts,
God,
it,
yes.
it's like it starts to get old, and you're, you know, the same way that, you know, you feel about getting out of your heels or getting out of your clothes and getting into something
right.
more comfortable. It's the same thing for your makeup at the time of the day, for sure.
Yeah, and with this old-style makeup, you just couldn't wait to get it off.
Right.
So women don't want that. They are learning more about the healthy ingredients, about the healthy products. They're curious about that. They want to know more about it. But they still want to look younger and prettier. What they're looking for is beauty with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
This is
sounds
what everything
good.
Is about nowadays, okay? So I have a little list here, and we'll get through as many as you can. I think we can do it all. But, you know, stop me if you have a question or if somebody has something they want to pop in with because
okay, we'll do.
Some input. I wanted to go through real quickly how to achieve these looks and kind of talk about some of the mistakes that women tend to make, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you're, you know, don't know what you're doing, but a mistake with makeup can make you look older than you are, which I think most women don't want.
Nope.
And it can be a little aging on your skin as well. And it can look a little outdated.
Yes.
So, you know. So I'm 53. I'm going to keep I'm going to push that back a little bit if I can.
I have to tell you, she looks fabulous, and I am serious. I mean, if you're on Facebook, and I know she's taking friends, request her, and I actually put a bunch of pictures. So we had the video demonstration that I will tell you about, but we took some pictures there. So Carol's got a lot of pictures, and you've probably seen them on through my social networking. So, yeah, she's very pretty. And, by the way, I like your hair longer the way that it is now versus when it's shorter.
I do, too. I'm doing a little Susan Sarandon thing.
Yes.
So,
looks,
I need a new picture.
Yeah, I like it. Yes, I like it.
Got to
like
update
it
that photo. All right. Well, here's our first thing. We're going to talk about foundation for a minute. The heavy makeup now is passé. So I will call this my pet peeve mistake number one.
Mm-hmm.
A heavy foundation we're seeing now is it's visually kind of aging to the face, and it also makes it look kind of flat. So
mm-hmm.
it also keeps you from having that nice glow that we want now. We know that we want that now. So for a very pretty glow, of course, you have to have healthy skin first, okay?
Right.
But a really well-formulated foundation can give this to you if it's got the right vitamins and nutrients and herbal extracts and things like that, because it just gives your skin a little treatment while you're wearing it. Skin loves it, makes it very happy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in Arbonne, I've seen them come out. They just came out with a new sophisticated technology, And it's this light diffusing technology that they call OptiLight technology. Mm-hmm. And this is this light diffusion thing that when the light hits your skin and reflects off of it, it comes back to the viewer's eye as a soft focus effect. So
wow.
You look almost perfect from any angle. Your little imperfections,
wow.
We all have something. You know, everybody's got something. But we're hard on ourselves. We want to look flawless because we see the magazines and we forget how airbrushed
mm-hmm.
these ladies are.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you this really smooth, beautiful look, and the trick is to match the skin as closely as you possibly can. But you want that flawless look. The other cool thing with this is that now they're making foundations with the particles of pigment, the actual little, you know, particles that make up the color,
mm-hmm.
even tinier than ever. They're very finely sized. So this makes it totally breathable. So you really can't feel these foundations on now,
mm-hmm.
which is very cool. And it gives
yeah.
a nice glow. So you can see you through it, but you still get this coverage. It's interesting. It's interesting. Now, here's another tip for everybody. If they're concerned about coverage or they're a little nervous about something that sounds like it's not as heavy, try a makeup primer. There's great
yeah,
makeup primers out there. They give that wonderful velvety feeling to the skin, and you put it on right before foundation, after your moisturizer,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you a totally smooth feeling, and it's great for the oily girls because it keeps the oil from coming up and being too, you know, too thick through the day. It just keeps everything
mm-hmm.
a little bit more smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So that works very nice. So there's your foundations, okay?
I just want to add, Carol, when you talk about the primer, was that, but you know, I'm not like you. Like, you know, this is your profession and this is what you do. But I remember when the primer started to come out, and I thought, well, how great is this going to be? Is this going to be something that's going to make my skin oily that I'm going to add on? So I happened to get some, and it was a small bottle, and I said, I'll go ahead and try it. And I tried it, and just the consistency of how it feels, it just feels so smooth and feels so good. And I just kind of rubbed it on my skin. And, darling, let me tell you something. When I put the makeup on my face, I was like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I looked great. And you know what I also realized was that I didn't have to put as much foundation on as I did before I started using the primer.
It fills everything in.
Yeah.
But you have a little extra. It kind of fills it in. Yeah. And if you have really great skin, you can throw a little primer on and no foundation and just kind of go if you're in a hurry.
I believe that. Yeah, for
I've
sure.
I've seen women do that, and it works for them sometimes. So, yeah.
For sure.
So that's cool. Well, let's talk about highlighters for a second. I don't really have a pet peeve with this. This is kind of a, I'm going to call it an optional step, but I'm doing it so much now that I'm going to urge everybody out there to give it a try and see if they can get the hang of it, and I think they will love it once they do. The highlighters now are newly formulated. They're super lightweight, but they have this beautiful pearly look. And you, of course, put them across the top of the cheekbone. You just squeeze out a little bit. It's a liquid. And take a couple little dots, blend it in, pat it in with your finger, and blend it. Roll it in with your finger to blend and get a nice little cheekbone shimmer right there. And you can also do my favorite, like the skinny nose trick. I love the skinny nose trick. You can take a little teeny bit of it and do a tiny stripe down the center of the nose and pat that in. That'll slim the whole face. It's an amazing
trick. Yeah.
A little across the top of the brows, and you can do a little touch of it on your chin or on your bottom lip to throw some balance into the face. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
just a little
well, Carol,
you'd be amazed.
Let me ask you this as we talk about that, because I have noticed when you kind of watch the, you know, makeup shows and all that stuff on television, I've noticed it sounds like what you're talking about, that color. I've noticed a lot of people dab that on that inner corner, that inner V part of the eye. I've seen that a lot too.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. You can do that with a light-colored eyeshadow, like a pearly-colored eyeshadow or like a cream-colored eyeshadow. You can even do a matte white. You got to be careful with that because a little of that goes a long, long way. And you can practically see that from across the street, so you want to be really gentle if you're using a white. But I've seen that done even on a dark-skinned black woman, and it's really striking. It's
it
very cool.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
It's a light hand.
I wouldn't mind trying that, yeah, because I've seen it on people,
yeah,
and it really does look pretty.
I'll show you. Next time we get together, we'll play with that, and I'll show you.
Okay.
There's different ways
good.
You can do it. It's very nice. It gives the eyes
guys,
a little
we'll make sure we get that on camera so that you can see. Let me just take a quick second to invite people because we've got a lot of more ladies that are joining us.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you guys so much for being with us. Makeup artist, professional makeup artist Carol Stover is who is on the line. She's a regular monthly contributor to At Home with Victoria. So this is the woman who gives us all the information about new technology, about makeup, about trends, and just about what we need to know as it comes to that. And I'm excited because just a few days ago in Baltimore at Adventure Production Studio in Baltimore on York Road, I love those guys, George Stover, her better half, he did a very nice video demonstration for us, and they're actually in the process of uploading that to my YouTube account. So I'll be able to put that on social networking sites so that Carol actually does a demonstration. Lucy was our model, so she starts from raw on Lucy, and she takes us through the whole thing. And a lot of what she's talking about, you'll actually get to visually see it. So make sure you guys continue to watch out for that. And I know those guys are working hard to get it uploaded. It was such a big file. It was 10 minutes, so that takes a little extra time, Carol, for it to be
we were surprised,
uploaded.
And I'm thinking, gosh, we don't have an hour. But
I know, exactly. But anyway, just thank you so much for joining. Yes, I know.
We did. Mm-hmm.
So go go ahead.
Let's talk about concealer for a minute. This is a big one. A lot of women forget or neglect concealer. They don't even think about it. But I'm huge on concealer, and my personal feeling is that it's one of the most important things you can do on your face, and I call it a woman's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
My standard line is it's a woman's best friend next to good lighting and your own IRA or stock portfolio because it really makes a difference. I always judge makeup lines by the quality of their concealers because they're so very important.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are not well made tend to be a little heavy and they get stuck in the little lines around the eyes. But the good ones don't because they're made from ingredients that just don't do that. Okay, they work with the skin. So if you find that your concealer is doing that, see if you can research the ingredients. Chances are you've got one that's got a petroleum base to it or, God forbid, even an animal byproduct base, which I call the dead puppies. There's dead puppies in makeup, and you need to Google rendering plants. Oh, that's another whole show. We won't even go there.
Petra talked a little bit about that. The young lady that you met the other night, she talked about, when she was on my show, all of the stuff that's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she talked a little bit about that, and it's so gross.
Oh, my God, it's incredible. And it's not beneficial to the skin. Even if you're not an animal lover, it has no good purpose. So
right.
We can always touch on that another time. But the plant-based stuff seems to work much better. And the best new concealers have that same light-as-air feeling, but they actually cover more. And I've experimented with this, and I'm just shocked at how good they look and how much they cover.
Mm-hmm.
They do that little light refraction thing. So it just, smooths light in there, and it erases the circles. It's very cool. Now, here's a couple color techniques for you. I know we get questions about ladies of different shades of color. They want to know what's good for them. So Caucasian and Asian women usually can get away with a lighter color concealer.
Mm-hmm.
Concealers are supposed to be about a shade lighter than your skin, maybe two shades.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a little bit lighter because they're actually brightening something. Okay.
Right.
So you want them a little lighter. Your Latina ladies and Mediterranean women, Italian, Spanish, they're usually like a medium skin tone, olive skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
They do well with a more medium tone concealer, something with a little more color to it. Okay. African American ladies, it depends. There's more shades of African American skin than any other nationality or ethnic background on earth. So
right.
You kind of have to play it by ear with them. If you know that you're lighter skinned, try the medium. If you're deeper toned, more mahogany, ebony, then you'll definitely go toward the darker concealer. Just look at you and say, okay, what color am I? I want something one or two colors lighter than me.
Lighter than that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's easy to say it, to say it that way. So no matter who you are, just look at you exactly.
Easier to understand.
That's easy to understand. Two shades.
Uh-huh.
Than what I am, that's good information there. Yeah,
there you go. Shade or two lighter than me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you remember? Did you ever take modeling school lessons? Did you ever go to modeling school?
No, I did not. Well, maybe in my maybe in my in my mind, inside of my own bedroom, I try to do a lot.
In your bedroom with the microphone singing to the mirror. Oh my God!
Exactly.
Well, you look like one of those modeling school girls. I'm using that reference because way back when I used to have some accounts with modeling schools, and I would see them do their photography, and they were learning makeup, and they were teaching these very young girls how to do makeup. And I would call this the big stripe. And our next mistake is about blush, because many women make mistakes with their blusher, and they make themselves look a little bit older and a little dated because they do this big stripe on their faces. So now the older blushes, it was really easy to get a little too much. The newer ones are better. They've got stuff like cucumber extract and lots of vitamins and all these lovely nourishing things. So they're a little prettier, a little more natural looking, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you that nice glow. But don't ruin that by putting on so much color that you look like you've got a fever or you don't want to see it from across the street, you know.
Right.
So gently build it up. I find that it saves me time if I do two quick light layers, and I can just build up a little bit more if I need it, and just buff the edge with a sponge.
And your trick, too, when I saw you when we did the demonstration, tell everybody on that brush the method of your stroking system, but how you put it on.
Yeah, I do it backwards. I'm not so orthodox, and other makeup people, we all have our own things that we do, and we all love and respect each other, and it's very kumbaya, whatever works for us. But I like to start toward the back of the face, and because I do a lot of teaching and instruction. So when I'm working with somebody who's not really confident with makeup, I'll say, well, you know what, try this, because you won't have so much color there. It'll be easier to blend. Start in the back. And then right in front of the bump of the ear on the back of the cheekbone, and then
stroke
forward in that direction. And you'll be amazed. Three strokes, and you got your blush.
The next time I do my blush, I'm actually going to try that, because I've been doing it, the traditional way. But it'll be interesting to try something new, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to change it up, and you won't have as much blending to do. So it is a little easier, okay? Here's a quick placement tip for what I call my one-minute facelift. I have noticed that many women apply their blush too low in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this last night at a little makeup event that I was doing, and I was given a lot of tips on that, and oh, my gosh, the difference that it made, especially if you're over 30. So
mm-hmm.
I know we must have a lot of ladies over 30 listening.
Yes,
so,
very much so, and I certainly am.
Well, I am almost a couple of times, but this is a good tip to know. So when you're applying your blush color, make sure it doesn't go any lower in the face than the bottom of your nose. Okay?
Okay.
So it's
Wait a minute. I'm starting to feel like with my blush, I'm the big stripe. I think I
let me look at you here. Well, a little bit. We'll smooth you out a little. But it looks like you have it right. You got it just about right.
I don't know. I'm not feeling good about the blush so far. I've got to work on that, Carol Silver.
Well, I'm a blending freak. You know that. And here's another one. No farther in toward the center of the face than the iris of your eye, which is the little dark spot.
Good.
Okay, in the center of your eye. Okay, I'm sorry, pupil.
It's so
the pupil
funny.
Side.
If you could see me now, I'm literally doing the show and feeling my face as everything you're saying. I'm touching the bottom of my nose and running across by my ear. It's so funny. Wow.
Hey, that's okay. Whatever it takes. When I'm doing eyebrows, I'll actually draw with eyeliner on someone's face and show them with dots. It starts here, it ends there, and here's your point.
Right.
It helps.
Now, this is
whatever
really
works.
Good. This is really good information, especially even if you're a novice or if you're someone that's been doing this, like myself for a long time. This is good information,
Well, I think it helps. And the whole thing is you don't want it to take an hour to do your face. Nobody has that kind of time. They have lives and they have a lot to do. Most women now are doing so many things. But they want to look terrific. And women are looking younger and better and healthier all the time with each generation. And why shouldn't they look great? I mean, a couple little tips can make them look really, really terrific. So and they don't have to become a makeup artist, to learn how to look really great. So I love to share my tips.
We love you.
Let's talk about lips for a second.
Yay.
Yeah. You have gorgeous lips. You have the best smile. I love doing makeup on people like you with those beautiful lips. And lips are big now. So I do see women, especially young women, will do this. They'll just do the naked lips. And
yeah.
I think that's such a mistake. Have you seen a lot of that?
Yeah, and you know what, you're right. It's always with the younger girls in their late teens, and I feel like 20s that they do that. And I remember a long time ago, and it seemed like that was in, but I feel like that's not really in anymore.
No, it's not. You got to have something, and you can go either way. You can choose between like a really clear neutral, browns, beiges, mauves, you know, sand colors, whatever looks flattering with your particular skin tone, as long as you can see it. You want to see something. Because you
right.
want to get the moisturizing, too. So just
right.
naked lips. Lips have no oil glands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is why they chap and crack and get dry. And, boy, is that aging looking.
Yes.
And it's not healthy. It's uncomfortable. So a really beautiful moisturizing lip color is just so helpful. And for the ladies over 50, I read this. I can't claim the genius on this one. A friend of mine shared this with me, and then I began to read it everywhere, and she was so right,
mm-hmm.
that women 50 and over, playing up your lips is one of the best anti-aging makeup tips I could ever give you.
Wow.
Because the eyes start to change, the neck starts to get a little soft,
right,
but your lips
right.
are always there. So you can,
yeah, that's true.
Beautiful color.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It works, you know. And with you, my gosh, I could see, I mean, you're nowhere near my age, and you don't have anything drooping yet. You have nothing drooping.
I don't know. Well, I'm 42. I'm 42. I don't mind saying my age. I'm very proud of it, and I feel like I've achieved to be a lot to be that age. But you know, things are starting. So who knows?
Well, keep that in mind. When you hit 50, you're going to remember that tip. So light color on the lips, very good for a lady over 50 because the eyes don't look the same, and you can play up your pretty mouth, and it looks very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
We can all still be sexy. I'm going to be 70 and sexy. You watch.
Well, I'm telling you, when because guys, I have not seen Carol in person in a while. So when we met for the television shoot, and I looked at her, you actually look way younger in person than you did on your profile picture. And I kept thinking to myself, what's the difference between that picture and the way that you look? And I'd swear it's your hair. I mean, guys, so now Carol, and you've seen the pictures on Facebook, her hair is so much longer, and it does look like Susan Sarandon's, and your hair looks fabulous. I love it like that. Please don't change
Thank
that
you.
Anytime soon.
It's fun. It's fun. I'll keep up with the roots, but but thank you for that. I appreciate that feedback. It's hard to know how you look. We all have to help each other out. The sisters have
exactly.
to help each other and say, hey,
exactly.
girl, love your hair. The shoes are great.
Right.
Okay. All right. Another quick tip on lips. Use your eye cream on your lips. That also helps the chapping. And,
eye cream?
Yeah. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. Eye cream.
So your
yeah.
regular eye cream, you can use that on your lips too.
Yeah, especially if it has anti-aging properties in it. So the ones for anybody over 30 usually have some kind of alpha hydroxys or special moisturizers and things that
mm-hmm.
– you know, just kind of build up the protein layers, and it makes a nice difference. It'll
yeah,
help.
Okay.
It really does. Beware of those petroleum-based chapstick products. They don't moisturize. They kind of sit there, and they tend to leach a lot of minerals and moisture out of your lips. That you just kind of get addicted to them, and you do it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Get a natural one. There's nice natural ones. Arbonne has a great one. Other companies have great ones. You just don't want any dead animals, and you don't want any petroleum. It's just not good.
Right. I got you.
All right, my final tip for my final mistake, and this is a biggie because most women that I see do it, is simply not prepping your skin properly before you do your makeup.
Okay.
Three basic steps. I do a whole bunch of steps because I'm just, you know, I just love it. But your three basics are cleansing, toning, and moisturizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to ask women, do you go to work and get dressed without taking a shower? Even if you just do a quickie in the sink, you're doing something, right? You're kind of cleaning off
right.
before you put your clothes on, okay? When you're painting your walls in your living room or your dining room, I mean, you're not going to paint over top of holes and dead spiders. I mean, you're going to sand
exactly.
that wall. You're going to prep
right.
it. You're going to do a primer. You're going to do
yeah.
something to get it ready so you get a good finish because you don't want to waste all your effort and expensive paint. Well, makeup is not cheap. At least the good stuff is not cheap. So, you know, just like you wouldn't leave the house without brushing your teeth, you got to get a good result, and you don't want to ignore your face or abuse it.
Yeah,
you have one face for your whole life, so take care of it.
Do.
No road dirt, dead skin, old makeup left on there. Cleanse, tone, and moisturize twice a day. and your skin will thank you. It'll last a long, long time for you.
I totally agree with you. Now, those were Carol's tips that she's been talking about. And Carol, I have to tell you guys, so Carol sends me this email. So she, everything that she talks about, she's so professional. She puts all of this in this fabulous document, and she sends it to me. So, of course, I'm thinking that I somehow need to put this information on the website so everyone can just kind of see some of what you said. So I'm going to figure out, guys, how to do that, and so that way that you can actually have everything that Carol said and see it visually, because I just think it's really important. Plus, it just looks so professional, and she went through the trouble to do it, so I figure if she did all that, then we should, I should go ahead and put it up there. But, Carol, I know we're going to switch topics, subject. Well, not really subject, just switch a little bit. Tell us about a couple of days ago you had a this beauty session. Was it in Columbia, Maryland? So what was going on there? Tell us about that.
Oh, that was so much fun. This was an Arbonne event because Arbonne women love to get together and do makeup and skincare and talk about stuff and learn about natural things. We're very social. And this was at the Columbia Sheraton last night, and a large group of us got together with quite a few makeup people. I think they had 10 makeup artists there.
Ooh.
And they had the room all set up with little stations, and you could learn about detoxing your body with natural detoxing products. And they had a little education there. And then they had a talk about anti-aging for your skin, like your face and your neck.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little station for the nutritional products that we work with and information about safe weight loss and different things that you can do for that. And then we had all the makeup people, and everybody would sign up for little mini sessions, and it was a blast. For 2 hours, I stood there and just cranked out and did eyes and lips on people all night, and it was huge fun.
That's great.
Young women. I did women who had to be 70 years old. Every look, every age, and some of them wanted to be natural. Some wanted glamour. Uh-huh. We had so much fun.
I do have a question, because you know, as the show goes on, I do get people that email me, so I never want to neglect our folks that the time to actually listen to us and listen to At Home with Victoria on Blog Talk Radio. So the first question is, there's a young lady who says that she will ask to be your friend on Facebook, and she says, but more importantly, is there a list of events that that you attend that she can follow you? I guess she kind of wants to see, like, that event, if you're in different places, can she be invited to come out?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. I will I'm pretty findable. She can come onto my Facebook page. She can easily find me through you. She can send me a little message. Let me know how she wants me to connect with her, and I will keep her on my list and let her know, you know, what we're doing. I'm thinking of putting together a little thing of tips every month, too, and maybe a page on my website that I'm working on for some tips. So if she wants that info as I develop it, I can put her on that list.
And also, guys, just to let you know, Carol and I are going to continue to do these television demos. So, and I know we've got one, Carol, coming up, where we're going to talk about women of color and what our needs are. And Jen, I get to be the guinea pig on this, so you'll get to see me makeup on, and you'll get to see Carol make my face. So as she does that, I'll still be interviewing her, and she's going to do her thing. But I know we've got that coming up, because it is so very important that, you know, we as women, that we include all women in every single thing that we do. So you also want to look forward to that. So there's another young lady, and she is from Washington, D.C., and she said, Carol, she was at an event with you in Baltimore, I guess that women's expo, Carol. This woman said that she was at the event and she saw you. She didn't get a chance to come over and say hello to you, but she just wanted to let you know that she did see you at that event. So you're just all over the place, Ms. Stover.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And Carol is the type of person, I can tell you guys, she loves to talk. She loves people, and she loves what – actually, Carol will talk so much that you'll be like, okay, I have to go now. So please, if you see, and that's not an insult, by the way, it's a good thing.
Enough makeup talk, right?
Yeah, she loves talking makeup. So if you are out at an event and you see her, I assure you, go over there and say hi, and the next thing you know, you'll be her best friend. So she certainly does love talking. Okay, this is a young lady. Her name is Stephanie, and Stephanie is from the Baltimore area, actually Catonsville. And and she says that she is a young, mature woman of 65 years old, and she wants to know, what do you like for skincare products with your own line?
Oh,
I guess like maybe she's talking about a not a primer, but I can't think of the moisturizer. Yeah, I think she's talking about moisturizer.
Yeah, she's talking about the anti-aging. I'm a big fan of anti-aging. Anybody over 30 can get into the anti-aging, but I've had many women in their 60s tell me, "Oh, it's too late for me," and it absolutely is not. The skin is a renewing organ. It's the biggest organ. It's constantly trying to fix itself and repair itself. There's so much you can do. With skincare, I do like I like natural things better. I'm a big snob with that, and I'm very fond of Arbonne's products. I've used them for many years. I use them in my work, and I think they perform very, very well. Their RE9 Advanced Anti-Aging is extremely effective. Very effective. And it also would depend on whether she has any hyperpigmentation, which would be like the age spots or spots from the sun. If she has that, they also have another mini line called Revelage, which has four different products that you can interlace in with your regular RE9 cleansers, toners, moisturizers. And that will work very quickly to break up this extra pigment that sits there and gives you these big dark spots that make you look so old. And that really works nicely. If she doesn't have that, then she can just use the anti-aging line, and within a month, she will see some sort of really appreciable difference.
Wow.
People will start noticing in a week.
Awesome. That's awesome. Wow.
That's the
awesome.
Point. Hey, you know what? If it doesn't, it's not worth the money.
Right.
Because
right.
anti-aging products are very expensive. You can go out
and... Yes, they are. Oh, I saw on one of those home shopping shows, you know, on television, I happened to be just flipping a channel, and it was some type of cream. And I'm telling you, Carol, that jar was not as big as 25 cents as a quarter. I'm not kidding you. It was this really tiny, tiny jar, and it was like $78 and something. And I thought, my goodness, but, you know, they really swore that it worked. But I'm thinking to myself, can you give them a little bit more than just that little jar for $78?
Right.
Me?
Well, like, I don't mind spending my money, but I want performance. If it's going to cost me that much, I want it to really do something for me, and I want to see it. And I want to see it quick.
Absolutely.
There, and I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, that is true. There's a we've got a lot of people from Baltimore that's in the house listening tonight. There's another email that I got, and this is a young lady who said that she was turned on to Arbonne products many, many years ago, and she has in really big letters, fabulous. So she's just more of a comment. So Sarah is her name. So Sarah, thanks so much for emailing us and just for taking the time to listen to Ms. Carol Stover and her fabulous makeup tips and technology that we talked about tonight. Let's see, we have another question. This is from a young lady who's in Ellicott City, and she says, Carol, that that she finds that she doesn't necessarily have a problem so much with oily skin as she does just having problems with oil just around the nose area. So if there's anything that you can recommend or talk about that, just oily around her nose.
So she's going to fall into that combination category, which means some parts of the skin on the face have oil and some do not. Did she mention if she's dry anywhere else?
No. She just said her biggest problem when she puts on makeup is that the rest of her face takes the makeup fine, but she tends to get very oily just around her nose area. That was it. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? She can actually use a lighter moisturizer in that area. There's a lot of things she can do. She can use a mask, a clay-based mask, which will draw out some of the excess oil and also clean out the pores. That helps a lot. And she can just do it right there. You know, she can do it right there more often than she does it anywhere else in her face. She can make sure she really gets that area very good with her toner. No alcohol, though. Alcohol is very scarring and damaging to the skin. It's the wrong pH. You don't want that. So a nice, gentle toner that's pH correct for the skin. And the primer would be a great thing for her.
Yeah, I agree.
Face, or just right there, you know.
Yes, yes, I definitely do agree with that. Carol, can you believe 45 minutes has already gone by?
I'm stunned. I thought we only had half an hour. I was talking so fast.
Well, you know what? I actually feel bad about that because we started out with a half an hour, but my producer added more time, so we've actually been on for exactly 45 minutes. So pretty much, just to let everybody know that when Carol's on, we're doing definitely 45 minutes, so she doesn't have to rush through. And then the other thing is, I always get so many emails. It's kind of like I'll get one or two emails. And then all of a sudden, I'll start getting a lot of emails where, you know, ladies are emailing questions. But in any event, Carol will be back because, like I mentioned at the top of the hour, if you're just joining us, she has so nice and just gracious and decided that she's going to be sort of the resident makeup professional expert on At Home with Victoria. So Carol will be on every month. And you guys know I'm always blasting information out through social networking. Just look for the next time she comes on. And, Carol, we do have five more questions. I'll save those questions. Okay. I'll send them to you, and then perhaps on the next show we can start off with answering these questions that these young ladies have for you. Does that sound good?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, before you leave, Carol, give us this lady, and I want to know the website again. Everybody wants to know your website.
I call myself the Natural Beauty and Health Consultant. So my website is www.naturalbeautyandhealth, all spelled out, A-N-D, health, all lowercase, one word together, .myarbonne.com.
Okay, great. So, guys, we're going to say bye to Carol. We only have a minute left, and, again, she will certainly be back, and don't worry about that. Carol, thanks so much for taking the time to entertain us, inform us, and educate us, and we always appreciate you being on the show.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. And, guys, again, I want to thank you for taking the time just for, you know, joining us on At Home with Victoria. I know there are a lot of things that you could be doing, but I love all of my fans through social networking because you're so supportive, and I just want you to know I really do appreciate that. I do want to mention we've got about 2 minutes left. I had a great time at the Party with a Purpose. That was Jules' event in Tyson's Corner at the Ritz-Carlton. So much fun. In fact, Jewel is going to be on with me monthly. We're working the details out behind the scenes because she loved me so much, and she loved the show, and she loved the fans of the show. So she's going to come on monthly and talk about fashion and just talk about, you know, us women and, you know, trying to live a positive and a healthy life. So you can look forward to some information about that. But Party with a Purpose, it was fabulous. It was a huge success. Jewel and her team, Kimberly, Natasha, everybody did such a great job. And I had a great time meeting all the fans that came up to me to say hello. Just thank you so much. Marjorie comes to mind, Marjorie Hamm. Thank you, Marjorie, for taking the time to say hi to me. And there were just so many other people that my brain is crazy and I can't get all of the names out. But I, again, just want you to know that I am very thankful. So tomorrow we've got a show, tomorrow night, I believe it's at 9 o'clock. There's a big visual and poetic art exhibit that's going to be coming up in Baltimore. They've got a free kickoff ceremony on Saturday, so Sharon Burton's going to be in the house, and she's going to talk about that. I believe the exhibition runs through sometime in August, so I don't know much about it, so we're going to learn about it together. I'm excited about that. And then the following week, we've got a show, a big trunk show with a lot of clothes and things that's coming up that will be taking place in D.C. at the W Hotel. So I can't wait to get you guys in on that and talk about that as well. But thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to go get some lemon to help my voice. My sister says I sound like a man. And I think A&E's got a marathon of the first 48. So I love, so I'm off to watch TV. You guys have a great evening. Bye-bye.